From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Just a few years ago, Aaron Feuerstein was hailed as a hero, a beacon of corporate responsibility. Feuerstein is the head of Malden Mills, a company which makes polar fleece. When a fire wiped out his Massachusetts textile factory, he announced he would pay his workers anyway. Today, Feuerstein was in federal bankruptcy court seeking protection from his creditors. Malden Mills faces mounting debts and is struggling to survive. From member station WBUR, Jason Bobian reports.
Almost exactly 6 years ago, a boiler blew up in Aaron Feuerstein's aging brick textile complex in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The ensuing fire destroyed Malden Mills' main manufacturing plant. It was a time when many manufacturers in the Northeast were moving their plants overseas, but the 70-year-old Feuerstein, standing in front of the still smoldering wreckage of his plant, declared that he would rebuild Malden Mills in this Rust Belt town on the New Hampshire border.
We're going to continue to operate here in Lawrence. We had our opportunity to run to the south many years ago, and we didn't do it then, and we're not going to do it now.
When the fire hit, Feuerstein vowed that he wasn't going to lay off his workers 2 weeks before the Christmas holidays. Malden Mills had 2,500 employees at the time and was the largest employer in Lawrence. It took almost 2 years to rebuild Malden Mills' factory, and during the long transitionary months, Feuerstein continued to pay his workers. But today in federal bankruptcy court, Feuerstein's lawyers said that Malden Mills still hasn't recovered from the financial blow of the fire and needed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to keep the business afloat. Most of the company's creditors agreed to refinance Malden Mills' debts. One creditor, however, argued that the company should be liquidated. Professor David Weil with Boston University's School of Management says Malden Mills has suffered from the general downturn this year in the economy. Weil also says the company was hurt by being out of the fleece market for the 2 years it rebuilt.
A lot of companies came into the field trying to copy what Malden Mills had done with PolarTech, and so they faced a very fierce competitive environment coming out of the fire.
The company also lost money on its furniture upholstery division, which was eventually shut down. Leaving U.S. bankruptcy court in Worcester this afternoon, Feuerstein refuted claims that his generosity contributed to the company's problems.
I did it for my people and for my community, and I'd do it again. That's it.
That's enough.
It's the right thing to do.
Workers at the new Malden Mills plant in Lawrence work 12-hour shifts. The factory is one of the few modern buildings in this aging industrial city. At the 7 a.m. shift change, Rob Green was arriving for work. Green said he could see the company struggling.
I knew we wasn't going to get all the customers back after we rebuild.
Are you concerned at this point?
Yes, I am. My whole livelihood is in the mill. Yes, I am.
Feuerstein gathered his workers in the plant yesterday and explained the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. Feuerstein told them, and continues to assert, that the bankruptcy deal will allow Malden Mills to return to profitability. And many employees on their way into work said they have confidence that the CEO, who they call simply Aaron, can do just that. Kevin Byron works in the production control unit at the plant.
My feelings worked here. My dad just retired after 35 years. He went through the fire. I mean, Aaron's always found a way to pull himself out. He's probably going to do it again.
Attorneys for most of Malden Mills' creditors backed the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing today, and they left Feuerstein as the president and CEO of the company. Attorneys for Malden Mills say this is a vote of confidence that the 76-year-old Aaron Feuerstein can pull Malden Mills out of the ashes once again. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobian in Lawrence, Massachusetts.